The research lead with AgriFood Economic System says U.S. food processors need to be sensitive to the potential impact on them of reduced access to imported Canadian products under a renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
AgriFood Economic Systems has released an independent agri-food policy note, which looks at the prospects for the U.S. agri-food industry under a NAFTA renegotiation. Dr. Al Mussel, the research lead with AgriFood Economic Systems, observes the U.S. food processing industry has benefited from imports of Canadian bulk products, primarily grain, and intermediate imports such as ground grain and livestock.
I think the reality is that the U.S. wouldn't have been able to support its food processing industries at the level that they've been able to had they not had access to Canadian product. So just one example we went through in the policy note is oats. The U.S. imports oats out of particularly Manitoba, probably elsewhere in Western Canada, directly down into cereal, breakfast cereal manufacturing plants in the United States. The U.S. is not a large oat producer of its own. Whether or not it could sustain those kinds of industries, understanding that oats is a big part of what goes into breakfast cereal, is perhaps an open question, but probably pretty difficult for them without access to Canada. And same thing on pork products, other red meat products. We know that the U.S. imports a significant volume of Canadian cattle and hogs for processing in their plants, and then these products, they turn around and export back to Canada as well as elsewhere as ready-to-eat products. So that's value added that's added in the U.S.
Dr. Mussel says depending on how the NAFTA renegotiation proceeds, U.S. food processors can't assume they'll continue to have the same kind of access to Canadian products that they've had in the past. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.